The hand count of 5,221 ballots changed just one vote. The casino project was defeated by a 94-vote margin, one more than the machine count on November 5th. Iris Carden, co-chair of Quaybog Valley Against Casinos, said she is elated.
I hope that we can just let Palmer be now. It's a beautiful country town, and with all the schools and pretty scenery, the mountain, I want it to be over.
Mohegan Sun, which had worked for 5 years to build support for a casino in Palmer, said in a statement it accepted and respected the results of the recount. MGM Springfield is the only project still in the running for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.